So when I was a young lawyer and an accountant before that, you know, you were talking earlier about the sort of effort and project management and the responsibilities you have on the matters you're working on, perhaps slightly different than the responsibilities that I would have. It's hard work. One of the things that I try and remind the people in my own firm about is that, and I say this with all respect to all four of us and our companies and firms and all the firms on Bay Street, but most of the people who are working on Bay Street, unless you're a trader of stocks or bonds, or you're selling those things, you're not taking a lot of risk. Our companies are, but we as individuals are not necessarily taking a lot of risk. And yet, at the same time, many, not everybody, but many people on Bay Street make a substantial amount of money. And that seems more than the average Canadian. A lot, in many cases, a lot more than the average Canadian. And sometimes I'll hear people in my firm and elsewhere on Bay Street complain about how hard they have to work. And how many hours they have to work. And it's absolutely true that I'm not going to pretend that, particularly in the earlier years on Bay Street, you're going to work pretty darn hard. Lots of hours in many of the companies and firms. And what I try and reflect is that, well, that's part of the bargain. If you're going to be in an endeavor that pays extremely well, that doesn't require that you take many risks, well, there's got to be some part of the equation that's going to be a little outsized. And the outsized part of the equation is you need to be available for your customers or clients, and you need to be able to respond to their needs quickly. And that means a lot of long hours, especially in the early years. So that's sometimes quite challenging and drives a lot of people off Bay Street. But if you can understand why you're there, why you're trying to help the kind of people you're trying to help, that you can get through that. I'm lucky enough that it never bothered me working long hours. It never bothered me as a younger accountant or lawyer that I was working on the weekends. I still had lots of fun, but I knew that this was part of my bargain. The other part that I find is challenging at Bay Street, and frankly what drove me off of it the first time, and the part I had to get my psyche around, is there's a feeling among some folks on Bay Street that just like, and I'm old enough to remember this, just like the old movies, that you're masters of the universe. That, you know, a lot of the deals that you might be working on, whether as an investment bank or an accountant, a lawyer or a banker, are in the business pages, and they're multi-billion dollar companies and all of that sort of thing. And so oftentimes, the people who are supporting those transactions, supporting the needs of those businesses, think they're important too. And that by the fact they're working on these things, they're important. I try and remind myself, teachers are important. Doctors are important. Scientists are important. Criminal lawyers are important. Human rights lawyers are important. All we do is move money around. And while that is relevant, it's not that important. And so it's relevant and it's big and it pays well and all the rest is not that important. So my hardest part was putting in perspective what Bay Street's for. And it's to try and help these transactions occur, try and help companies make deals that employ people, that build technologies, that extend products and service offerings across the country. But it's those companies, though, in my mind at least, those entrepreneurs who are doing something very interesting. And it's the teachers and scientists and doctors and human rights lawyers that are doing stuff that really matters. Once I figured that part out and I understood where my hard work or hard effort fit within all of that, I could come back to Bay Street. But until I figured that out and I figured out why I was on Bay Street, I couldn't stand being there. Now, that may not be the message people want to hear, but whether before you get there or at some point while you're there, you've got to figure that out for yourself as to why are you here? Is it just to make a pile of money and move off to something else? That's okay. That's totally okay. And there's lots of people who do it. If it's because you like working on those high prestige deals, that's okay too. But if what you're trying, if as it sounds like to me, the folks I've heard here are trying to help people, you've got to figure out where all that fits. So that was for me really, that was the hardest part for me to get through. Was where all that fit.
Makes sense. I'll let anyone else jump in.
I think Randy hit on a really good point, and I think that's his years of experience speaking. Because my first year and a year and a half it was just like adrenaline. It was like, oh my God, I'm here, I'm finally here, I'm, you know, I'm rubbing shoulders, I'm seeing stuff that I'm working on in the newspaper. Like two of my projects were on the front page of Globe and Mail business section on a regular basis. So that kind of stuff, you get a really good kick out of it. But after a year and a half or so, you know, I started asking these questions now, is that why am I here, what am I doing, is this what I want? But I guess we won't get into that stuff with you guys right now. We'll let you enjoy the thrill of getting to Bay Street. I think there's one thing that I kind of want to tie into this, and I want to make sure that I kind of make this point so that it gives you guys some purpose now. I have two friends that have a startup in Toronto, and they grew from, you know, four people to about 35 people now, doing really well. And I was sitting one day and having coffee with them, and I said, you know, what is it? Like, what kind of people do you look for? What kind of people help make your business grow? You know, is it people with IT background or business background or economics background or MBAs? He said, I don't care. He said the most important thing to him was somebody that he knew that went through university. Same thing what you guys are doing. Just to know that that person has this basic set of etiquette and basic set of skills, that he knows that person could complete a job or do a job or add value to him. Everything else will come through in your interviews and what you're looking for, what that person is looking for. So while you're going through your undergrad process, I'm trying to understand why you want to get to Bay Street, what you want to do there, really putting emphasis on a lot of your soft skills during undergrad, because that's kind of stuff that will be at the forefront of your interview. So you'll have your formulas, your finance, your accounting stuff. That stuff is kind of a given on your resume and the fact that you've done that degree. But in that same time, focusing on a lot of those soft skills, because that's the kind of stuff that you don't put emphasis on in your undergrad, but it really comes out in your first year or two at work.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that, because in the career center, when we talk to employers, whether they hire interns or new grads, when we ask, what skills do you want in every field, in IT, in business, what skills should, you know, university students be attaining now? And they all say a lot of the technical stuff we could teach them. It's the writing, the research, the critical thinking, you know, that kind of thing. So I'm glad you mentioned that, because that's something we hear all the time from employers.
Just to add on that, I think another thing that I've sort of noticed in my 2 or 3 years on Bay Street is that there is sort of a commonality, at least at a junior level, in the sort of basic how an office and a business operates, understanding, you know, what your role as a junior employee, associate in a law firm or an analyst is. It's all very, very similar and very simple, and it's surprising how many people have gone through university and everything and have not sort of figured that out. Now that I'm a second year associate, I sort of review summer students who are still in university and they're spending summer working for us. And the things that you really pick up on are not, you know, can this person, you know, legally analyze this contract? I don't expect any student to do that. But it's just, do they basically get it? Do they get how a business works, what they're supposed to do, how an office operates? How do you communicate? How do you write emails? Can you write a proper sort of email that doesn't sound too formal, like a 18th century letter, or it's not like a very informal chat message, you know? It's these kind of very small things that are common across Bay Street that you just need to sort of acquire these skills regardless of where you end up. In terms of just working generally on Bay Street and as a junior associate, the hours are very, very long, and it's a very high stress environment. And that is what I've enjoyed about the job the most. I think what keeps me going is not, you know, the names of the clients I represent or the big deals that I close, but it's just everyone is very, very driven to get the deal done, get the transaction closed. Everyone is on the same page. Everyone is willing to sort of sacrifice their free time and so on. It's not a 9-to-5 job. People don't say it's 5:15, I'll get back to you tomorrow morning. People are willing to take that extra step because they really take, you know, what needs to be done is taken very seriously, and part of that is reflected in our compensation. We're getting paid so that we can drop everything and get the job done. So it's a very sort of, there's a lot of adrenaline definitely, and it's not for everyone. I've seen some junior students who kind of realize that it's not for them, but it's a very fast-paced environment and very high stress, which some people really enjoy and thrive on, and I'm one of them up to this point. A lot of people sort of change as they mature in their jobs, but that's basically my impression of Bay Street, at least in a legal capacity and working with investment bankers and other bankers. It seems very similar to that kind of a culture.
Thank you. Yolan?
Yeah, for me, it's at first, when I went there, of course, it was all about the stigma of being in the industry and being in the financial core. I didn't want to be in the boonies, as I would say, which is outside of the financial downtown. So for me, yes, at first, it was all about being in financial district. Now, of course, this is highly demanding, just as the other panelists have said just now, it is highly demanding. When you talk about the hours, it's just about meeting the client's needs. So if I tell you that my days are from 8:30 to 4:30, sometimes, yes. Other times, my clients are expecting to get a response today. So yeah, and that is what we actually try to encourage. So whatever it is, we try to ensure that we give a response before the end of day and whatever the end of day happens to be. So it is very, very demanding. I'm not gonna say it is not. When it comes on to targets, our targets are really high in comparison to the rest of the district. Meaning outside of the financial core. I think because we have to set a perimeter for what happens outside of the financial district. So yes, the targets are extremely high, but at the end of the day, what really appeals to me, it's knowing that, of course, I don't look at my customers anymore. Yes, I like the fact it's all professionals that I'm dealing with, but now it's just ensuring that I'm meeting that need for the client. It's just looking at the client and going over the portfolio and saying, okay, how can I help you? And if I can help my customer, you know, to meet that goal that they're actually working towards, then my job is done. And just having that big wide smile on the customer's face when you realize that, okay, I helped you to fulfill this goal or to get the need that you're actually trying to fill, then my job is done. I really don't look anymore as to the fact, oh, it is in the financial district. I really don't have time. When I get into my office in the morning, I have no time to get out. I have lunch, which is just rushing into the lunchroom, have lunch, I'm back at my desk. So I don't have lunch, I don't have the time to go outside and walk around, I don't have that opportunity, but I do enjoy what I do and I really like my clients.